Sad. Ooh, sad is sad. Sad is one of those things that just was born out of a day in the studio where we didn't really know that we were going to write it. And James had this chord progression on the piano, and I was feeling very much that way, sad about things in my life. And I sat down with James and we wrote this really special song in a very intimate setting, just in front of the piano with, probably wrote it in about 10 minutes, recorded it in about 20 minutes. And it's, to me, one of the more sincere moments on the record. You know, the record's got a very big pop, kind of large, grand theme to it, but this record in particular, this song, really brought it back down to earth. And I think that's really important, to have a song on the record that's a very pure, unadulterated piano vocal. That's it. PJ played beautiful piano on it, and I really wanted to get the vocal right, so I just sang it 100,000 times. But I was really happy with the end result. I think that that's a really important statement to make on a record that's very big and pop.
It was a really weird day, because that morning I'd woken up and for some reason walked straight to the piano, and I just played those first three chords and sort of sang that verse melody and recorded it into my phone, sort of forgot about it, then got to the studio and you were kind of messing around with something. Mm-hmm. And then I was even on the fence. I was like, oh, wait, I have that idea that I recorded this morning. I was like, no, that's nothing. I'm sure that's stupid. They're going to hate it. But I'm glad that
I only hate the things that you like.
I know.
I love the things that you hate.
I should know that by now.
I know, it's true. But yeah, that was just one of those kind of beautiful moments that you can only hope for those moments. They don't come around that often, but when they do, it's really good to kind of capture them. And I liked how we kind of maintained the purity of what the idea was behind the song, and I love that song.